The mail never stops.
Here comes.
There we go.
The mailman.
Mail time.
Sometimes they hit the wrong one.
The mail's here. When you control the mail, you control information.
Hold on to your butts.
Look, man!
Relax, Stephen A.
In your league. Who you gonna call?
I don't know, man.
Oh my god, it's another mail sack! What day is it? 12-11. It's almost 12-12. Almost the golden day of December. Almost Christmas time here. And you are listening to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack, your weekly favorite best advice call-in talk show for fantasy football, where we take your phone calls and answer your questions, trade, probably not so much at this point, any waiver questions you might have. Hell, if you got dynasty questions, you want to figure out, you know, who, maybe you are still doing trades, I don't know. But the point is, right now, it's fantasy championship time, and we are trying to get you all the way to the end to get that gold. Week one fantasy playoffs are over, so it's semifinals time. If you want to reach the show, here's how you do it. Call this number, 256-567-5337, 256-56-SLEEP, or you can join us on the Sleeper app at the Sleeper Wire channel or on Twitter at Sleeper Wire Show. Also, if you're on Facebook and you want to join the Facebook group, the Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club, you can talk to us there. But this show is live if you're listening on recording. Those are the ways to reach us. If you're live right now, you want to call in, 256-56-SLEEP. I got Max back tonight on the show, Dirty Jobs, and Mike is with us tonight. Lucas may be joining a little bit later. Guys, I would love to sit and find out all about your lives, but we've already got three callers, and Jason was the first one, so we're going to go ahead and let's talk to Jason. Jason, welcome to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack. What's your question?
Thanks, man. How are you guys doing tonight?
Fantastic, man. You sound good. You sound in good spirits.
Well, thanks. Well, I called in last week. You guys talked me off the ledge with Amari Cooper, and I won, so I'm in great spirits.
All right. I like it.
That's what I like to hear.
So my question is Lev Bell. Thoughts about playing him tomorrow against the Ravens defense?
Don't do it.
Depends on your other options, but it's not pretty.
I have Raheem Mostert.
I'd rather play Mostert.
Mostert seems
and Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, I think you're fine without playing Bell. Let him bowl or whatever he wants to do on your bench.
But question now, are you planning on starting Josh Jacobs and Mostert or just one or the other? If Bell's out.
No, I'm planning on starting both.
All right. I was reading that Jacobs might be out this week, so I know he's limited practice, I believe, but monitor that. And just make sure you can grab Washington off the wire if he's available.
Because that is a juicy matchup.
I have him.
Okay, so you start hitting one of those two versus Jacksonville. I would start one of those two for sure. Jacksonville can't stop anybody. I could probably run for 100 yards on them. And I think I would prefer, I don't know if you guys agree with me, but I think I would prefer Mostert versus Bell.
Bell just hasn't, I called it at the beginning of the season. I said he's going to do that hesitation thing in New York and he's going to find himself with a linebacker in his mouth. And I mean, that's exactly what's been happening the whole entire time. So I feel like, I love me some Le'Veon Bell, but I just, not in my fantasy championship, not in my fantasy playoffs. It's just too much risk.
Not on a Thursday night in Baltimore either.
Yeah, that's
not playing last week.
Oh.
Okay. And I have one more question. Mahomes or Tannehill?
Oh, my.
Never thought I'd hear it. Never thought I'd hear it.
Nice matchup with Houston this week. And I'm rolling with Tannehill in a few of my own leagues. He's Hall of Fame clip right now. Broncos haven't been what they used to be, but their defense is still stout enough. I'd trust Tannehill, personally. Houston's secondary looks bad, but their offense can score. And the Titans don't mind running the score up, so.
I'm going with Tannehill as well. Mahomes honestly has not been I don't know where I saw it. I think it was like on a points per game basis. He wasn't even on the top 10 since coming back from injury or something like that. So I think I'm going to trust Tannehill, which makes my stomach hurt. But, yep, that's where we are.
Yeah, Mahomes just isn't running the ball the way he was. You know what I mean? Tannehill, if we're going to pick one slinger versus the next, Tannehill, it's weird to say it. Like, he's a decent quarterback this year. It's like he's getting that second shot and he's doing everything he can with it.
Adam Gase looks like a clown.
It's like he's going for a big contract.
Yeah.
He's going to get
one if he's playing like this.
Yeah, there's already rumors out there that the Titans plan on signing him long term.
Huh.
Well, I appreciate it, guys.
All right, Jason?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for calling in. Good luck this week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Oh, man, guys, I love it. It's early. It's already early, and a number two call usually comes in at number one. It's been, you know, he's a busy boy. He's got a lot going on. I had a special intro for him I didn't get to use last week.
Now I would just like to introduce y'all to the man, the myth, the legend, the MVP front runner. If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me. If you got an issue with that, come see me. I'm about that. Big trust. Woo, woo.
Curtis, baby! What's up, man?
What's up, man? That shit was too fucking funny, bro. Big truck.
Woo, woo. Woo, woo, Curtis.
What's up, guys? What's up? What's up?
What's happening, Curtis? How is it going, buddy?
Man, not much. Now it is time to win some championships out here, man. Time with some championships out here, man. Got some big questions this week. Big questions, man. I was on bye week, and first of all, before I say anything, last week I played Hoos in our league. I had the second highest score. Hoos had the highest score. I lost to Hoos by like 5 points. I was very upset. But it's all good. Shit happens.
It's all right. That's all right. That's why he didn't come on the show today, because he knew he was gonna have to eat it. He's gonna have to take some. Yeah, he was scared of you.
But all right, guys. In my main league, I got some questions. All right. This week, would you rather roll Ryan Tannehill or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Oh, Tannehill. That's not even close. We just said Tannehill over Mahomes.
Yeah, I agreed.
But I don't know. Jimmy Garoppolo.
They both have monster matchups.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
They both been lighting in the bottle.
Those are both just kind of joke defenses right now. And the 49ers just love putting up huge numbers. I'm going to have to go with Tannehill. But I would honestly be happy starting either of those two quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I'm in the same spot.
All right. I got you. All right, guys. So let me next question. All right, for my defense, I'm looking at the Chiefs defense, the Vikings defense, or the Saints defense.
I don't know, Drew Locke's looking good out there, so, oof.
I'd go with the Vikings. The Chargers' offensive line is terrible. Last week's game looked really good, but I just don't see it happening against...
I'd go with the Saints. I don't know, Brissett has been playing great. Marlon Mack's just coming back from injury. They're probably going to be without... They're without Campbell, he just went to IR... Probably no Hilton. So, I mean, top, it's Brissett, Jack Doyle, I hurt Marlon Mack, and Zach Pascal. Does not scare me very much.
Yeah,
at home.
I agree with you there, but as far as I still think that beat up team is scarier than the Chargers right now. And I just think Minnesota's defense, their D line specifically, he is unstoppable. And we've all seen how many picks Philip Rivers throws when he's under pressure.
Yeah, I see the Chargers as a really, or the Vikings as a really big boom bust one this week.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here, Curtis.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Hello. I don't know if you can hear us. I can hear him. I didn't touch you. Curtis, Curtis, call back. I can hear you. He can't hear us.
Yeah, I cannot hear. I don't know what. I did not hear nothing you just said.
Oh, okay. Max, Max and Mike, we're talking about defense. Go ahead, guys. Repeat that real quick.
All right. My argument was that the Vikings going against the Chargers, the Vikings D-line is arguably one of the best pass rushing D-lines in the NFL, and Phillip Rivers cannot handle a pass rush right now. He's going to throw four picks.
And I was just arguing that the Colts are without a ton of weapons on the road with Brissett as their quarterback, Pascal as their top pass catcher, and a hurt Lamar and Mack.
Yeah, I'm leaning Saints right here too, Curtis. I'm thinking that the Saints are going to be the defense to own this week. As a matter of fact, just due to everything Mike just talked about. I mean, that's that Indianapolis offense is just not looking high octane right now. And that Saints defense, when they want to turn it on, man, they can really shut down an offense too. So
shut down the Cowboys, and they're the worst. They're the best offense in terms of fantasy, at least, and they shut them down
quickly too. Yeah, nope, I'm there. I like the Saints.
I got you. All right, guys. A few more quick questions. All right. And my receivers. I know you're gonna say sorry. Sorry, my receivers. I have my three receivers is D-Hop, Godwin, and Adams. And my flex is Tariq. And my flex is Tariq Hill. I was able to pick up John Brown last week before when I was in my bye week. I picked him up. I know I would not in any circumstance start John Brown over. AJ Brown from the Titans because he been lightning in the bottom. Would you start him with any options because they all top? I have top tier lead receivers. But AJ Brown has come on strong lately. If I'm overthinking it, I'll just leave him on the bench.
You on the bench with that lineup. I mean, yeah, I really
that lineup
going forward.
I know.
I missed it.
T-Hop, Godwin, Tyreek, and Devontae Adams, and then he's got AJ Brown.
Yeah, yeah. Dude,
you're starting those four.
Eight person league.
No, man, Curtis is just a trading genius. That's all. He's moving pieces impressive. Around all season.
Yes. Oh yeah. I'm a very good trader. Very good trader.
You read The Art of the Deal. Are you kidding me?
Another quick one.
No, I think you're good. Yeah, you want to keep AJ Brown away from everyone else. What's the next one?
All right, guys. Would you start Tyler Higbee or would you start Austin Hooper this week?
I'd start Hooper. Higbee's been exploding lately, but I still don't trust the Rams' offense. I mean, they looked good 2 weeks in a row, but it's the Rams, and they haven't really been good. Hooper, without Calvin Ridley in, is going to be fed targets, and I expect the 49ers to beat up the Falcons, so it'll be a lot of checkdowns.
Yeah, I agree. It's got to be Hooper. I think Everett's coming back this week, too. I'm not certain, but I'm pretty sure he is, which changes things for Higbee a lot.
Yeah, it makes him almost, not even a spot starter flex in a two tight end league. I mean, he's that far gone. So, yep, I'm with you guys. I think Austin Hooper, I mean, this guy's top five tight end. Let's keep him going.
All right, guys, last quick question. What's more of what are your thoughts? Like, what's going on, Alvin Kamara? He's scaring the shit out of me. I mean, I luckily have to play him last week in this. I mean, I lost cousin him in a lot of other leagues, but this is my main money league, and he's been kind of disappointed a little bit. Can you guys give me a little word of encouragement because he has me on the fence right now.
I think it's just the game plan as of late. Latavius Murray's a nice young power back, and that's what they've needed lately. They haven't really had to use the check down that much, even in the close game last week. Kamara was still involved. But, like, who knows? He could be nursing an injury that none of us know about. Going into next week, or this upcoming week, it seems like an easy matchup. I mean, I'd start him. They want to feed the guy. He's their franchise player.
Yeah, I agree. You're probably starting Kamara unless you have very, very good options.
Right.
Oh, no, it's, it's, I mean, I have a Kamara and Nick Chubb. I mean, they're my two stars, man. And my bench is just Latavius Murray and Byron Scott, the other running back for the Eagles. So yeah, I'm starting anyways. All right, then guys. That's all my questions, man.
All right, Curtis.
Hey. We're gonna make it happen this week.
You're gonna make it happen, dude. You're gonna keep winning. You're gonna call in next week. You're gonna be in the championship.
Exactly.
We have special music for you.
That's the plan. That is the plan.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, guys.
All right, that's Curtis. There he goes. Coming up next, let's see. We got DJ after this guy. This is Oswaldo, longtime listener. Calls a few times. What's up, Oswaldo? What's your question for the mail sack tonight?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
What's up, my man?
What's
happening, man?
So my question is, I need the best possible lineup advice for this week.
Well, we're not going to give
you. We were going to give you the worst.
We were going to give you half-assed advice. Come on.
Oh, damn. I'm going to call back.
What do you got? Who are you thinking about? Like, who's on the fence here?
So I got Kamara, right? And this is a PPR league. So I got Kamara, and that's a for sure thing. I got Derrick Henry, and that's my RB2. And then where it gets all mixed up is my wide receivers, 1 and 2, and then my two flex options. So I managed to pick up Chris Thompson and James Conner this week. What do y'all think about James Conner?
I like him. If he's healthy enough to play football, I like him a lot.
Yeah, he should have a really good first half for you until he gets hurt again. But that first half
So would you play him or Chris Thompson over David Montgomery or what's his name? Zach Pascal?
I'd play James Conner out of that crew.
I think I would too.
I wouldn't start any Redskins running backs this week. They're going against the Eagles, and that's kind of the only thing the Eagles are good at is stopping the
And then y'all like those wide receivers, Cortland Sutton and Cooper Kupp.
Oh yeah, I love them.
Those are good.
Hopefully Cooper Kupp plays this week. That was odd.
Yeah.
What about my bench? I got Thielen. I don't know if he's coming back, and I got Fuller. Y'all like any of those guys or Shepard? He has a good matchup in the Dolphins. If Thielen comes back
this week. Listen to our Thursday night show because they should give us more information towards the end of the week. But the rumor is he's supposed to be back this week. If that's true, I'd start Thielen over Kupp, personally.
I agree. I would too. I think Thielen will come back, and if he does, I would start him over Kupp as well, along with Sutton.
Okay.
They definitely learned their lesson about rushing him back, so I'm not too worried about him repeating the injury. So yeah, I'm happy with Thielen getting out there.
Okay, damn. So y'all like Dave Montgomery this week over those guys I named? Thielen, if Thielen is healthy, do you play him over Dave Montgomery
for a flex spot or for a wide receiver?
Yeah, flex spot. Who are your starting wide receivers? What's up?
Who are your starting wide receivers?
He's starting Cortland Sutton and
Cortland Sutton and Kupp.
All right, Cooper. So I'd start in your flex would be Montgomery and potentially Adam Thielen. Montgomery's going against Green Bay, and Green Bay has been exposed by power backs, so I really wouldn't mind those two as a combo between Thielen and Montgomery if you have two flex spots, you said, right?
Yeah, I do.
Pascal, we kind of mentioned it in the last call, or two callers ago, don't really trust that team that well because Pascal's shown flashes, and then they just don't use him.
Okay. All right. I need a defensive player. who should I drop? Jamal Williams or Will Fuller?
I drop Will Fuller.
I'd probably drop Fuller.
Yeah, the running backs.
Yeah, and Jamal Williams, even like, I think his worst game this year was last week, and that was still 7 points in PPR. So he's
No, it was 2 points.
Oh, then I have no idea how he scored 7 points in my league. I got to talk to my commissioner.
Yeah, this is I guess this is a sleeper app that I'm on. All right, that's fine then. What do y'all think about that replacement? I believe it's Miles Jack's replacement. He had some good numbers last week. He's a linebacker. Donald Payne.
The top of my head, he really isn't my thing.
Yeah, I'm not a big IDP guy myself.
Okay.
But Miles Jack plays for the Jags. The Jags defense has been hurting as of late, but they are solid. And the Jags are... They're playing Oakland. So, I mean, if he's a linebacker, yeah, Oakland's going to be running the ball a lot because their passing game is terrible.
Okay.
I mean, it really depends on what you have and what's out there.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of options. I'm just gonna do my research a little bit, and I just pick the best option, I guess.
Well, you're looking for a linebacker specifically?
No, I'm just any defensive player that's gonna put up big numbers.
Oh, it doesn't matter which one. So you get points for sacks, yeah, for tackles, for everything.
Yeah, for everything. Yeah,
all right. Well, sure. I mean, we'll put it out there to the listeners. If you guys know any good defensive players, you want to throw them in the Mixer chat, go ahead and help Oswaldo out. I was thinking, too, I mean, you might look at somebody from Tampa Bay. I mean, they played Detroit this week. They're out Marvin Jones. Detroit could turn over the ball a couple of times. They're definitely going to not put up a lot of points. I think, and Tampa Bay's defense has been pretty strong. Their defensive line has been pretty good at getting to people. There might be some hidden value on that team.
Dante David is available.
Please, free safety.
Let me know.
I'm going to do some research, and then I'll pass it along to the guys, and you'll probably hear it in tomorrow's show. Be like, oh, by the way, Max mentioned this probably unowned IDP guy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate it, man.
All right, man.
Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you always for listening. Good to hear from you. Waldo's.
All right, take care.
On the way out, coming up next, been on hold for a minute. So he gets some music because I'm assuming he won. I don't know this song. All right, I just picked. Hey, it's the Eastside Johnny Big Redemption. It said win in the library.
Get out the way.
Oh, okay. Is this how it feels to win?
I don't know. I'm assuming you won, DJ. What's up, man?
All right, what up, brothers? What's up?
We got DJ on the line.
What's up, man?
What do you got this week, DJ?
All right, so in one of my leagues, man, it's kind of weird. You know, they're doing that the whole week 17 thing, and then I'm playing 2 weeks the same person.
Oh yeah, double yeah, combined scores, aggregate score. I hate those.
Yeah, I hate those. I didn't even know it was that, to be honest with you. So I thought I lost, but apparently I still got a chance. All right. So right now, man, I need like a boom. I'm down 18 this week. All right. And so here's my team. I try to make this very simple for y'all. Deshaun Watson, Alvin Kamara, which I heard you talk about Alvin Kamara. Aaron Jones, Robert Woods. This is my starting lineup. A.J. Brown, Travis Kelce, Debo's at the flex. That's probably questionable. Okay. Seattle defense, Robbie Gould's the kicker. All right. Vince, Singletary, Devonta Freeman, Tyler Boyd, Michael Gallup, who y'all love. Zach Pascal, who y'all don't like. I picked up DeAndre Washington, and I got most starts
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yes. on the waivers right now.
Well, I even look at the waivers. Your team is stacked.
Okay, I'm just saying there's Laird on waiver, Marlon Mack's on waiver, Adrian Peterson's on waiver, Devonta Parker is on waivers.
There's a
reason Anthony Miller's
there.
On waivers.
There's if you want to drop Pascal for Parker, that's one thing. Can you just run through your offensive players again? Not the quarterback, just the receivers and
Oh, yeah, I got it here. So, I mean, your starting lineup sounds good. It's really, I think the flex is the question. You got Debo in there now. So you're looking at Singletary, Gallup, Boyd, Pascal, Washington, and Freeman.
Singletary, Freeman, Boyd, Gallup, Pascal, Washington, and Mostert.
And Mostert, right.
All right, I would go Singletary. I'd go Singletary against the Steelers. Their offense is kind of explosive, but the Buffalo Bills are such a dynamic team. They should handle it well. And Singletary has developed into quite a talented little running back. I'd want him in at flex. And then I just wanted to hear the receivers because I'm confused as to why Gallup's on the bench.
Okay, so, I mean, I got to keep Robert Woods in, right? What he's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Going against the Cowboys.
Yeah,
right?
Woods has got to stay in.
All right, so that it comes down between A.J. Brown and what he did last week and Gallup.
I'd go Gallup over A.J. Brown.
I'd go Gallup as well.
I'd go A.J. Brown, but I just got outvoted. A.J. Brown's really coming on, man. He's getting those targets.
He is really coming on, but Gallup is Dak Prescott's safety net. If this is PPR, the targets are ridiculous for Gallup.
And Cooper's going to see Jalen Ramsey, and then I don't know. I always like it when there's a big gap between the cornerback one, cornerback two for the wide receiver two, which is a big bump for him for me.
And Dak Prescott and Garrett need this game, and they need this win, hands down. I like A.J. Brown a lot, but Gallup's just one of those wide receivers. Kind of like Allen Robinson, I just say start him because he gets a million targets a game. Gallup gets targeted about 9 times a game.
He's been doing it all year, too, as opposed to, like,
the consistency
1 week.
Is there. Playoffs, I wouldn't mess around.
Okay.
I'd be Gallup.
All right, so what about Marlon Mack on the waivers and Devontae Parker? Do I leave them there? Do I go pick up one of them or both?
They're both rosterable.
What's that?
They're both really good roster guys. Who was on your bench again?
Mostert, DeAndre Washington, which looks like Jacob's coming back.
Yeah, I would.
AJ Brown, I mean, I got to keep.
Yeah, I would drop Washington and Pascal. I think I'd drop Washington and Pascal and get Parker and Mack.
And I agree.
And Max matchup next week is nice against the Panthers.
And maybe even grab Adrian Peterson and drop Boyd. I can't see you starting Boyd at any point.
Okay. So if I drop Boyd, I drop Pascal and Washington, that leaves it with Mostert, A.J. Brown, Debo Samuel, and Freeman. And then picking up AP.
Mack and Parker.
AP, Parker. Yeah, Mack and Parker.
I mean, you just got to think of it. You got to think of it not for this week. Think of it for next week. So next week, Carolina's playing the Colts. Carolina's a very beatable defense. Mm-hmm. Marlon Mack should be healthier even more. He should feast there. You have Adrian Peterson playing the Redskins. Adrian Peterson playing the Giants should be a feast there. And then Parker is the last healthy guy, and they're playing the Bengals next week. So, those are three guys that, after you win this week, next week, you're going to want them on your roster.
All right, so let me tell you. So this guy's got 156, and I got 138. He's got Carson Wentz, Gordon, Derrick Henry, Hopkins, Metcalf, Andrews, Kittle, Tampa's defense, y'all were just talking about, and he's got Luck as the kicker. I know y'all can't really tell me if I'm going to win or not, but what do y'all think the chances are?
I think that your team is in a better position. because the Eagles don't have that easy of a matchup. Like, it's an easy matchup, but at the same time, it's not really. The Eagles are down to one healthy receiver. And I don't think Gordon's going to have a good week. I think Minnesota's defense is too stout. Melvin Gordon.
Okay.
Minnesota's defense is too stout, and the offense operates better with Eckler in there.
Okay. What do y'all think about Alvin Kamara, man? Like, I mean, like the same thing earlier, man. He's been kind of struggling, man. The eye test is not really making me feel comfortable. What y'all think?
I'm not too worried about him. I think this is a better matchup for him this week. I think I'm rolling him out. I mean, what options do you have that are going to be better than the AK, you know? The guy can go out there and get you 35, 40 points if he decides he's going to catch a couple passes and run his ass off. So it's one of those guys that I'd rather lose with him on my lineup than lose with him on my bench.
Got you. All right. So I appreciate that. So here's my other league. All right. So I got Jared Goff, McCaffrey. This is my star lineup. Chubb, Godwin, DJ Moore, Hopkins, Waller. Now, flex, okay? Is it Laird? Is it David Montgomery, James White, Hunter Henry, Mostart, or Anthony Miller at the flex?
I want to say Montgomery and hope for an end zone. He's my favorite of all those. Hope for a touchdown.
Okay, so Montgomery over Laird. Montgomery over White, Montgomery over Mostart, and Montgomery over. Okay.
Pretty easily. So he's just getting a lot of usage, and the best place to be is a running back.
Usage. I'm just afraid of everything else in that backfield.
Yeah, I just think that if you look at the trend, he's just been trending up every single week, proving every single week that he's the best back there.
Okay. Dirty job. Do the deciding vote.
Okay, would y'all pick up John Brown?
Yeah. I guess I don't really like him this week.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I got Freeman, Mostart, which I'm going to put in the star lineup. So I got Laird on the bench now. I got Dave Montgomery I'm going to start, but Laird on the bench now. We want to go with Mostart.
I'm never starting Laird over James White. Or Montgomery or Hunter Henry. So I would dump Laird and grab John Brown. Like, I'm never starting Laird over half the guys you mentioned.
It's funny because I just, for some reason, I was convinced Laird was that Lazard guy for Green Bay until I just remembered, oh my God, Laird is a running back for Miami. I wouldn't bother with that.
Okay, so drop him and pick up John Brown. Y'all like John Brown's schedule the rest of the way?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like, in terms of potentially starting a more talented player is all I'm saying. Like, I'd rather have the talent on my bench than on someone else's team starting against me. Like, someone wants to start Laird against me, go ahead. Laird's not going to score 30 points ever, probably. But
Week 16, John Brown's playing the Patriots, and their secondary has been terrible.
Yeah, and that's probably going to be a big game for Buffalo. Like, they're going to want to win, so...
They could win the Buffalo has the chance right now to win the division. So against the Pats, they're going to go all out.
Okay. So and I had a Pats defense.
One of the defenses are out there.
You said what?
You have the Patriots defense? Well, they're playing the Bengals this week, so I wouldn't really worry about that. But for next week against the Bills, I'd switch it up.
You switch out, you wouldn't put him against the Bills next week?
No. The Bills are a legitimate good team this year, and the Pats lose to legitimate good teams. When they played the Bills the first time around, Josh Allen got knocked out in the beginning of the third. The Pats would have lost that game.
Okay. So for next week, if I'm picking up a deep defense and I'm dropping Lair and picking up John Brown, would I just drop the Patriots defense? Because they play Miami. Well, actually, that'd be championship week 16. So am I just dropping the Patriots week 16 and picking up another defense?
It really depends who's out there. But week 16, yeah, they play the Bills week 16. So, I mean, if there's something else out there that you're comfortable with,
What's up?
It really depends on what defenses are available next week. Okay, but I'm sure there's going to, unless you're in a 12 or maybe 14 team league, I'm sure there's going to be defenses available that will be better for you than the Patriots next week. Not this week. All right,
cool. So I'm going to start. So, all right, just to recap on the other league, and I'll let you guys go, man. You guys probably got somebody else. So we're dropping DeAndre Washington, Pascal, and also Boyd. Right? And we're picking up Mac, Peterson, and Parker, if I can get all three of those. Well, really, if I can get Mac and Parker, because they're the two that are on waivers. I got to clear waivers, and I'm pretty far down in the waiver order.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'd be going. I'd be much happier with those guys on my line than the other two, for sure.
And just remember, it's the playoffs, so the only people who really care about the waiver wire right now are the other eight guys who are with you. So maybe down low, but it's not that bad.
You said what? I didn't hear you, bro. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying you're in the playoffs now, so you only have to worry about the waiver wire for the other people in the playoffs. Because if someone's out of the playoffs and still adding people, they're just a monster.
All right. Hey, real quick. So if I don't get Parker, do you guys roster Anthony Miller or as a consolation, but a good pickup?
Yeah. Yes.
Miller's been getting looks this year.
Yes. He's coming on. Yeah. He's valuable. I don't know if you ever start him, but he's valuable.
Yeah, just in case, you know, I lose out on somebody. I mean, is he a good pickup to drop one of those guys that we just talked about in that league where we're dropping three players? Is he somebody that, you know, say if I don't win the waiver on two players and say it's got to be Pascal and it's Boyd, are you dropping like Pascal for Anthony Miller? Or are you dropping Boyd for Anthony Miller? Something like that.
I don't think I'd do that. Would you? I think the only guy I'd probably drop for Miller would be Washington. I think I'd rather keep the other two receivers.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd rather have Miller than Pascal. I just think he's too inconsistent.
You'd rather have Miller? Okay. So between Miller and Pascal, Miller, and Washington, so you're saying that still drop Washington, but also drop Pascal too because he's expendable.
No. Just for the if you miss on all your waivers, like if you don't get Parker and Mac, and you still have Pascal and Washington and Boyd on your roster tomorrow, and Miller's still out there, I think I would. I'm saying I would drop Washington for Miller. Mac likes Pascal, or Max would drop Pascal for Washington for Miller. Jeez Louise, he's not high on Pascal. And Mike and Dirty Jobs, if you had to grab Anthony Miller, would you drop any of those three guys?
I don't think I would. No, I mean, I like either. The guys just a little bit better. Oh, sorry.
All right, so they would stay put. So the votes are stay put.
Okay, and they just drop Washington. But put the waivers in with those two guys, with Pascal, and put it in with
Parker and
with Tyler Boyd. If I lose those, if I lose those, keep those guys, but drop Washington to get Miller.
That's what I would do. The rest of the group says stay put.
Oh, okay. Y'all say stay put, even with DeAndre Washington?
That's what they voted. They voted me out, yeah, DJ.
The only way I'd want Washington on my team, or like, if I didn't get any of the waivers cleared, Washington's still good to own.
Josh Jacobs. Yeah,
Josh Jacobs. I almost said Jacoby Jacobs.
Yeah.
If Josh Jacobs stays hurt. But I mean, besides that, he's the only true, like, will have no real future value once Jacobs is back.
Okay. So right now, like DeAndre, I could drop him right now for Peterson. Like I could drop him right now for Peterson. Peterson's openly available.
What do you think, guys?
Is Josh Jacobs playing this week?
He's supposed. I mean, it's looking good.
At home,
I drop Laird. Drop Laird for him.
Yeah, I drop Laird too.
No, this is the other league. I don't have Laird in this league.
Yeah, no. He's got Debo. That's pretty much the only guy I think anyone's going to say. Gallup, Singletary, Freeman, yeah.
I'd draw Pascal for Peterson.
Pascal for Peterson?
I would as well.
All right.
and keep watching it. All right, cool.
Well, it's just like, because if Josh Jacobs doesn't play this week, Washington's a start.
Yep. And Adrian Peterson's going to be – Adrian Peterson's going to have the job to himself for the rest of the year, barring any injury for the most part, so.
Okay. So y'all would start Washington over Singletary or Kamara or Aaron Jones if he's a start? Which one of those would you start him over?
I would start him over Singletary if he does – if Jacobs does it.
Yeah, if Jacobs is out, I'd start Washington because the Jags defense is letting everything through.
Okay, cool. But as far as Devontae Parker, like, is he a must, like, grab him off the waivers, like, put in a claim form, or just, like, leave him be?
I would have Parker be – I'd have Marlon Mack be my number one with Parker as my number two. But I would want Parker on my team.
I agree. Even just so your opponent can't play him against you.
All right, so Mack number one, Parker number two. Okay, all right, sweet. All right, appreciate it, fellas.
All right, man. Nice to hear from
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
DJ, always welcome to the show, right. And you have a great week. Good luck. All right, we got no other calls right now, so we're going to get to some questions from the Mixler chat. I'll read these off. We'll take turns answering them. Let's go back to the beginning, where we started the show. Okay, Carlos Pack, 89. I survived the Drees and Thomas stack. I don't know what that means. I need three wide receiver, Robert Woods, Debo, A.J. Brown, Kirk, Slayton, PPR. So I'm basically sitting, let's see, he gave me six. No, he gave me five. I'm sitting two. Robert Woods, Debo, A.J. Brown, Kirk, and Slayton. Who are you sitting? Let's go with Mike first.
I'm starting Woods and Kirk, and then the other options were A.J. Brown, Debo.
And Slayton.
And Slayton. I guess I'll start, I don't like it very much. I guess I'll start A.J. Brown as the third one.
All right, Dirty Jobs, who do you think?
Yeah, I think I'm with Mike on that one. It's close for me, but I think I'm doing the same thing.
Max, you with us?
Yeah, it's a full group consensus.
Awesome. Wow, okay. Darren Lorkinen, should I start Winston or Tannehill? 6-point touchdown.
Oh, I'm still starting Winston. He's just a touchdown factory. I don't know. Evans gone. I do like Tannehill with a little bit of an edge, but it's not enough.
4-point TDs, maybe. Maybe Tannehill, but 6-point TD, it's got to be Winston because Tannehill's rushing goes down a little bit. And then Winston, it kind of offsets interceptions even more when he gets another 2 points for a touchdown.
I'm going to be the oddball out and say Tannehill.
Okay. All right. I think I'd go Winston too here. I want to hear just a little bit more because he didn't throw the football today. I want to make sure his hand is good. I'm a little concerned that maybe he comes out of the game. But I really like the matchup. Tannehill's the 100% healthy guy. So if you want to be safe, I'd say Tannehill. Want to take a little risk? With some upside, Winston. Let's see. Wilson27. That was from 5 hours ago. Sorry. Darren Workinen. Would you also flex Isaiah Ford, Allen Hurns, or Damian Williams over John Brown? Any of those guys you like over John Brown in the flex?
Isaiah Ford? No. He's on Miami. Not interested in that. Who was the other ones?
Allen Hurns.
Damian Williams.
Allen Hurns and Damian Williams.
I don't think so. I think I'm scanning Pat.
Well, the issue is if Damian Williams plays, he gets 42% of the snaps.
Is that all he gets?
Yeah, well, you also have to remember they use three running backs at all times, and that is the majority of the snaps.
But I guess this guy should get some playing time.
The Raiders' secondary is a joke.
I'd go John Brown just for a play. Big play, maybe.
I think you got to go John Brown just because the dude's the man, and I know he didn't have a great week against Baltimore last week, but you know who has recently?
What the hell is going on?
Who is this?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, who the hell is talking right now? That sure sounds like an awful lot like Lucas. What is happening?
You know who just snuck in here real quick after a big fat dinner
underneath the table. Boom! There's Lucas.
Underneath the table, I came crashing through the ceiling.
Guys, I don't know if the saloon is big enough for all of us.
I don't even know who we have in here right now. We have Max, we have Mike, and we have...
Dirty Jobs.
Max, Mike, and... Okay, so it's the three of us, and Steve, of course.
Yep.
There's also another Mike on the show.
New Mike.
So Dirty Jobs is me, Mike is the other guy. Mike
is... We got Mike squared. What up, Mike?
Howdy.
Well, I don't mean to interfere. I'm just going to hop in for a minute here.
Sure, sure.
See what's going on.
Water's fine. Come on in. Just wear your shorts. So it sounds like we're good with sticking with John Brown. You guys were talking about Damian Williams, but Isaiah Ford and Allen Hurns for sure not, right?
I don't hate Allen Hurns just because of if Devontae Parker ends up being out, but John Brown has been such a staple all season that I don't understand how you can not play him.
Okay, so can I say John Brown? Max, Max, I know you got. What do you got, Max? Max.
It's less of what I got. It's like what I'm nervous about. I just don't see Pittsburgh putting up big numbers against the Bills. So if Juju's healthy, maybe. But I feel like this is going to be a ground and pound game. I expect good things from James Conner. I expect good things from Singletary. So it kind of like take a step back. Eli needs to win this game. He needs to show that he's not done because I don't think he thinks he is. So the Miami Dolphins are going to be down. They would have been down anyways. So I kind of like Hurns. I don't like Ford. But Fitzmagic forces the ball to his number one.
So it's a matter of if Parker plays or not for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. I mean, Darren, you know these guys. You know how some of them like safe play, some of them like a little risk, some of them like a lot of risk. So I think if you decide on Hurns, it's got to be Parker's got to be out. Otherwise, it sounds like John Brown's is the consensus, but Hurns has got some interest there. Jesus Merckx, need two wide receivers, one flex, PPR. Here are your choices, gentlemen. Tyreek Hill, I think you're starting him, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so here's the rest of the choices. Hollywood Brown, Breshad Perriman, Darius Slayton, and N'Keal Harry. I'm going to need one wide receiver, and one is going to go in the flex. All right, Max, you go first. I got it. It's like herding cats. Max, you go first.
All right, I'm going to go with Perriman and Hollywood. Perriman going to the Bucs. He'll be their number two now with Evans out. And then Hollywood's going against the Jets. They've looked terrible. Lamar loves throwing to them. Right there. That's it.
All right, Dirty Jobs.
I'm fading Brown. I do like Perriman. I do think he's got quite a bit of upside. What was my other option?
N'Keal Harry, Darius Slayton, Hollywood Brown.
I think I'm playing Darius Slayton, too. I think he's really got the eyeball. He's passed the eye test three separate times now for me. Give me some Darius Slayton as my second guy.
Lucas, who you like?
Yeah, it's going to be Hollywood and Slayton for me.
Okay, so that's two for Hollywood, two for Perriman, two for Slayton. New Mike, you got to break the tie. Who do you like?
I hate to do it, guys, but it's got to be Slayton and Brown. I can't trust Perriman. Justin Watson got more targets.
I love it. I was about to say it if no one else popped in there and said it. Watson got eight targets, and they have two tight ends. Jordan Howard has been doing more in the last couple of games than he's done all season. They still got Brate, and they're using the running backs in the passing game. Perriman just can't be trusted, and Slayton is looking to be the dude.
Slayton's looking
to be the dude for one half.
For one half? What do you mean? When they're 60-yard touchdowns, and he's been looking good no matter who the quarterback is.
I understand that, but I'm just saying you can't trust Cameron Bray. You can't trust the tight ends on the Bucs. You can't.
Yeah, and here's what else you can't trust. Perriman to get any amount of targets that are going to matter because there's so many other people there.
Yeah, it's for Perriman, for me, it's going to come down to whether or not he catches the 40-yard touchdown or not. If he hits.
Like, I don't hate Perriman as a long shot play, but when you have somebody else that's for sure looking like the guy that's performing on his team, albeit a crappy team like the Giants, or in a division with, like, you know, the Cowboys, or
hey.
you know, end all be all, a losing record. Yeah, I mean, just how can you trust Perriman? Long shot, yeah, awesome. Some daily lineups, sure. Scott Fishbowl, when you got to play 20 people and everyone's injured, yeah, maybe you take a shot, but nah, give me Slate.
What's the next question? I don't like all this negativity.
Okay. All right, well, there you go, Jesus.
It goes against you.
I think the votes split it up, Brown and Slate.
Exactly.
MGB 1026, worried about Russell. Would still start him or have Fitzpatrick at the Giants or pick up Carr against the Jags? Minshew, Manning, Goff, Kyle Allen, all available facing Lamar Jackson. Well, I don't care who you're facing. It doesn't matter. You're trying to score points. So would you guys start any of these other quarterbacks over Russell Wilson?
No,
you're not sitting, Russ.
The softest defense they've played in a while. Russell Wilson should have a bounce back.
Yeah. I don't think you're risking it. Unless it was like you were down by a lot and you needed a prayer, then maybe you'd go for some crazy upside play. But no, you start Russell Wilson. MGB 1026, what defense to start this week? We got the Rams, we got the Colts, we got the Giants, and Tampa. I'm partial to Tampa this week, but I also like the Rams a lot, too.
Rams have been looking good. They've been kind of turning it on like it's playoff time, and they've been stepping it up. Aaron Donald's looking good. Yeah, I think you gotta go.
Gurley's been looking good out there, but we're talking about defense. I do. Mm-hmm. I also like Rams too here.
Really?
Who would you rather have?
It's got. You said Bucks is an option.
Yeah, Bucks, Rams, Giants, or Colts.
Bucks is the only defense that I have that's even in the top. They're my 10th ranked. I don't have another one of those in the top 20. So it's pretty easy Bucks for me.
All right, Max.
You don't have Rams in your top 20.
Cowboys are the worst matchup you could draw as a defense in a must-win game at Dallas.
I love my Cowboys, but they haven't looked that good.
Yeah, they don't look. They never look good. Like, I mean, they get blown out versus the Packers, but then they garbage time fourth quarter points. You know, they have. There's no matchup that's scoring more or allowing fewer points to opposing defenses than the Cowboys through the season. And I just don't want to risk that.
Just based on matchup alone, I'm going to go with the Bucks. I mean, not matchup, on talent alone, just because I think the Cowboys have a lot more talent than the Lions. So it could be a lot more explosive if they actually do something. But let's see.
I mean, I'd rather start a defense versus David Blau, Kenny Galladay, and Bo Scarborough than Zeke, Amari Cooper, and Dak. That's just
me. Might not even play.
Yeah, but Blau put up some numbers. I know not last week, but previously he did. So
yeah, for that's what I mean. Kyle Allen in his first start had 4 touchdowns. That's what all quarterbacks do for the first game in.
First,
and then once
first
they get
half.
Some film on them.
That is not true. Josh Allen threw like 7 picks.
No, Kyle Allen in his first.
Kyle Allen. He's talking Kyle Allen.
Not all quarterbacks look good their first game. But I will agree with you. Detroit is the weaker of the two teams.
Okay, so it's 3, and I count my vote as a half. So 3.5 for Tampa, 2 for the Rams. I don't think you can go wrong on either one of those, but I like Tampa a little bit more. Jesus Merck, defense, another defense question. Okay, so Bucks are the Eagles. So the Bucks play the Lions, we know, and the Eagles play Washington. I'd still go Bucks here.
I'd go Eagles.
I'd go Eagles.
I think I'd go Eagles here, too.
All right.
I'm going Bucks.
All the Eagles has going for them right now is their run stopping is still one of the best in the NFL, and all the Redskins have going for them is their run game is sufficient.
Do you know who Terry McLaurin is?
I love Terry McLaurin.
Mr. So. Behind the back, one-handed.
Do you know who Dwayne Haskins is? The guy who doesn't throw to Terry McLaurin?
He throws to him.
He just doesn't throw it very well. Game. That's the problem.
Last game. It's been a while.
Hey, did you see what Eli was able to do over the top to the Eagles? Yeah, they can stop the run.
Eli has also won 2 Super Bowls. And he has...
He's won 2 Super Bowls.
Eli has 3 wide receivers who are better than any wide receiver the Redskins have, short of McLaurin.
What are you talking about? McLaurin's better than every wide receiver that's between those two teams. And on top of that, the only football that Eli has played all season was at his family's Thanksgiving.
It's not a Hall of Fame talk show, guys. Come on. We're talking defense. Two for Bucks, three for the three for the Eagles. So Jesus, you go Eagles there, I guess, if you want to follow us. Minimal impact. I lost two wide receivers this week. I'm sorry for your loss. I have Hill, Thielen, and McLaurin left. Who do you like in a standard for tonight's waivers? All right, so who are we adding in waivers for standard? Westbrook, Beasley, Miller, Perryman, or Gage?
Ooh, Westbrook.
It's probably Perryman and then Miller for me. Maybe Miller first, because Trubisky, look at his last three games. Dude's finally playing football.
All right, Mike.
I'd say Miller or Gage, but I don't like Gage this week. I like him next week, so I'm going to go Miller as well.
Miller. All right, Mike, who do you got?
Me, Mike?
Yeah, you, Mike.
I want Westbrook with DJ Chark. Probably not going to play this week, and then they might shut him down for the rest of the year because there's no point in playing him in a wash season. It's pretty easy for me. I just want a guy who's got a good shot to be the alpha on his team in the standard league.
Okay, and Dirty Jobs.
Yeah, no, Westbrook for me too. I like his opportunity, especially with Chark not being there. Minshew's going to have to throw to somebody, and he really was starting to get a connection with Westbrook before he got benched. So give me Westbrook.
This show really doesn't work with an even number of analysts because I've got three out of three ties now. All right, so he's got Hill, Thielen, and McLaurin. If Thielen doesn't play, are you playing Hill and McLaurin? So you're playing two wide receiver. Are you playing Hill and McLaurin? Would you rather Hill and Westbrook? Would you rather Hill and Miller?
Hill and Westbrook.
I'd rather have McLaurin.
You'd rather have McLaurin in this week. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you'd rather – so it becomes down to, like, who you backing up for a flex maybe in Westbrook and Miller. Man. Two for each. No one's going to change their mind?
Mm-mm.
You better choose.
Man,
you were right with Miller 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was, and I liked him that week though. That was the standard.
And then
that
you
was...
said you d- and then you said you didn't like him last week. And what happened?
Standard,
he still was fine.
Well, PPR, yeah, but standard, he wasn't. He wasn't as good. Who do the Jags? The Jags play the Raiders. Yeah, I guess Westbrook would be the guy.
Yes,
I guess
that's the reason. That's the sound of reason, Steve.
Can I interject with a question real quick for you guys?
Of course. That's why
I'm
we're
just
here.
Curious of everyone's opinions. So the Eagles' run game has been terrible. Jordan Howard might play. Sanders doesn't look great. Is Boston Scott a potential Sproles candidate?
Better than Sproles, honestly. He's well, he looks like Sproles of old, yes.
40 years younger.
Would you start him over Lockett?
Start him over who?
I know. Oh my God. So, would you start him this week against the Redskins?
Yeah, sure. I mean, depending on who else you had or what your options were. I mean, he's rather not. You don't necessarily want him to be your first person, but the dude's explosive enough, and you think that if he gets, you know, seven or eight touches, that he can rip off a big one with one of them.
Deep league flex. Maybe that's as best as I can get with him.
Well, now that I just, because I wasn't aware that Chark was out, I was thinking Chark was going to be one of my flex plays, and I personally, like, I have Metcalf and Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, I'm still playing Lockett.
So would you start Metcalf and Lockett?
Probably.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Max. We'll be on next week. Appreciate you listening to the show. Minimal impact, would you play Thielen or McLaurin standard? So same sort of question. I think everyone would say Thielen if he's healthy. If he's not, we like Hill and McLaurin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And then MGB 1026, Hooper or Higbee? We had this question as a call-in, didn't we? I think we all went Hooper, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We went Hooper.
Okay. So there you go. That's the mix of questions. Let's move on to some write-in questions. Oh, disco's a little hot there. I will read these off, and we'll work through these. There's not too many today. R. Summers, who I believe is Stone Cold something something, the crazy Canuck, I think. I don't know. Dak or Rodgers this week? Thanks, guys.
Rodgers.
Pray hand emojis.
Dak for me.
Dak for me, too.
Rodgers going to have a bounce back.
I don't like Dak, so Rodgers.
Great. Another tie.
Steve.
Are you serious? Where is it?
Mike or keep on agreeing. I love it. I love it. The team Mike over here. We're the ones to listen to, guys.
So it's between Dak at home and Rodgers at home. Oh, man.
You got to go with Rodgers. You got to go with the team OGs. No, Ian Lucas are the OGs.
Yeah, I take – no, I'd still play Aaron Rodgers. I'd play Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Davis, 32-83. Not for nothing, though, but that's kind of – that. I mean, the fact that five people can't make a decision on that, you could be good either way, to be honest. I know it's a close one. But I think Rodgers. Davis 32-83. Mahomes or Breeze? It's amazing that this is a question. Like, nobody was ever questioning starting Mahomes.
Well, it's because of his hand. And he just hasn't been putting up big numbers. But I think you still gotta go Mahomes for sure. Like, Mahomes is the quarterback on every play. Breeze, you have to hope that Taysom Hill isn't coming to the game and taking red zone work. Or that they're not going wildcat with Alvin Kamara.
I agree
as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like it. I like Breeze a little bit more, but I think Patrick Mahomes gives you the highest ceiling.
Yeah, yeah. All right, this one was from Rum Rob. He wrote me personally. Basically, pick four of these. Should I read this like a Kardashian? Basically, like, pick four of these seven. Okay, like, literally, Marlon Mack, Kenyon Drake, Le'Veon Bell, Patrick Laird, Ronald Jones, Golden Tate, and Devonta Freeman. So I need four out of those seven. I'll do them again. Mack, Drake, Bell, Laird, Rojo, Golden Tate, Freeman.
I can go ahead and go since I got mine already.
Yeah.
I don't love it, but... I'm a running back guy, so I would have Freeman, Bell, Mack, and Drake. Just because I think all of them get the most work by far.
I'd have Freeman, Mack, Rojo. Who was the last
one? Laird, Tate, and Bell.
Laird.
Tate.
I'm going with Mike. Everything that Mike said, I'm on board with.
Golden Tate? You guys were all hyped about Slayton.
Yeah, well, Shepard's back, and Tate hasn't been getting much work.
He's the number one.
He's the slot guy, and he's not getting much work.
And Engram might come back. I don't think he will, but he might.
Yeah, Slayton's proving that he is getting it done. Tate, I like Tate. I was pretty high on him early in the season, even though he had the 4-game suspension. With the emergence of Slayton, he's... You know, and with Shepard back.
All right, Dirty Jobs, give us your input.
Yeah, I think I actually agree with Mike as well. I liked his, I liked his lineup, man. I mean,
I'm
that's
shocked.
The guy I'm in there. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also agree with Mike and Lucas.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Mike and Lucas.
There you go, Rum Rob. let's see. We got a mixer question. Wilson or Breeze?
Wilson, right?
Wilson.
We just did this one.
No, that's a little closer. We did Mahomes and Breeze. We didn't do Wilson and Breeze.
I would do Wilson just because I think the Saints game is going to be a blowout. And primetime games haven't been good.
You think that New Orleans and Indy is going to be a blowout?
I think. Well, blowout is in like 21-0.
You don't I don't think that's going to be the case, but I do think that Wilson has a lot more upside in the fact that he can run the ball and he's for sure in as the quarterback in the red zone.
Is that it?
It's Russell Wilson for
Wilson,
me
okay. It's all rough. Right, sorry. I was trying to add another question. I think Jesus wrote in here. All right, where the heck was I? Oh, there it is. All right, I lost my notes there. Okay, here we go. Let's see who we got. Pat Bam. Standard scoring. Flex. Is 10 points a reasonable expectation for Zach Pascal in standard?
Yeah, that's about what he'll probably get you. It's about, call it 8 to 10 is where I'd feel a little bit more confident, like an 8.2, something like that. But, yeah, I would say 8 to 10 I'd feel confident.
Yeah, it's a little high for a standard. Probably need a touchdown to get there because I don't think he's going to get 100 yards. But it's doable. It's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I was going to say about 8. Okay, let's move on. J-Dub 11. Not so much a start-sit issue, but an ethics issue. Ooh, I like this.
Me too.
For a court league of law with no consolation punishment, 12... So, okay, no punishment. 12 team, 8 make the playoffs. Should the teams out of the playoffs still be making waiver moves? This is for a league that takes home around $700. Redraft league as well. If it was Dynasty or Keeper, I get it. What are your thoughts on this? I am in the semifinals as well.
I already said this earlier, and it's 100% a no. If you're out of the playoffs, your team should be locked.
I disagree with Mike, or with Max. I think that it's a game, and the game should be played. If you have a matchup and you still have a game to play, it is your job to win your match. So if picking up players means that you have a better chance at winning, then that's fine. If your league makes it so that the people that are not in the playoffs aren't playing, period. If they're not playing, they don't have a matchup, then that's fine. But if your team, if you still have to set a lineup, you should still be allowed to go pick up players, period.
You also said there's no consolation prize. So there's nothing for consolation. It's just one of those, by default, there's a consolation.
I'm kind of in the middle. I think I agree that they shouldn't. They shouldn't be. But if you didn't outline it specifically, like before the season started, it's their right to still go on and keep screwing the people that knocked them out.
For me, it's the same. It's the same idea as to when. Why do we lock players that you can't drop? When it comes towards the end of the season, why do certain players get locked? It's so the team who's losing doesn't just dump his entire team. And the guy who's like in third place with the highest waiver priority.
So you don't see any difference there?
Yeah, I do. No, I don't actually. Because I mean,
you don't see a difference between people dumping their players in order to help, you know, to allow with understanding of who is going to pick them up, as opposed to people picking up players off free agency to win their seventh place game or whatever. I mean, yes, people are playing fantasy football because it's a game. They want to play. They want to win. Like, they still want to play.
But me and you are in the playoffs, right? Say we're in the playoffs. I'm going against you. I have Aaron Jones. Jamal Williams is on the wire. Mike, either one, is out. They like you more than me. Aaron Jones is hurt. It's 3 in the morning. I don't know yet. They just announced it. Shift just tweeted it out for some reason. Mike goes, all right, I'll grab Jamal Williams. Max can't have him.
Come here. Hold on. You are now accusing Mike of collusion.
Come here.
All right, not
you
only
are
that,
accusing,
but like,
you are accusing him of collusion. Here, you are accusing him that the only reason that he is picking up this player is to help me and to hurt you. I do not support collusion.
So
I do support
saying,
people
right,
playing
so
till the end of the season.
There is a league that I'm out of right now. It would be funny, because this league has unlimited ad drops, if I ad drop every defense in that league this week or next week. I'm out of the playoffs.
Well, leagues that I'm in, if you ad drop that like that immediately, then they just go back to free agency. So
that's you. My league's not like that.
You need to change your league. You have it set up that people can screw with other people.
This is the whole reason why the NFL hates Bill Belichick, because he doesn't break the rules, but he does stuff that you go, we didn't have that as a rule because we never thought you'd do it.
Okay, so if people are doing that in your league, then you need to change the rules. You expected them to, you know, kind of just be normal humans, but because you guys as a league have not changed that, that is something. And so if people are doing that, or you do that, where you pick up all these players and drop them, then that needs to be changed in your league so that that's not an issue.
Yeah. If it's not in the bylaws, if it's not stated out at the beginning of the season, you can't change it at this point. So J-Dub 11, you got to play around it. You know that these guys could be making waiver moves. Lock up your handcuffs early. Max, in the example that you said, I'm disappointed in you that you didn't already have Williams locked up. You know, why are you waiting? You got to get those handcuffs.
My team was too stacked, bro.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. You're in the playoffs. You got to get your handcuffs. So, yeah, if this becomes an issue, then, yeah, definitely next year, since it seems like these guys play again altogether, set it up in bylaws, you know. Just have it in paper or on a web page or something where everybody can say, all right, after this point, teams out of the playoffs can't do it if you guys don't want to do it. Some of us don't play with gentlemen, unfortunately. John's 87, better quarterback start. Lots of quarterback questions today. Deshaun Watson or Jameis Winston?
Jameis Winston.
I think you got to go to Deshaun.
Yeah. It's Watson for me too, but it's close. If Winston's hand wasn't bummy.
Winston's hand, he doesn't have Evans.
Yeah.
He still has his favorite target.
Yeah, so does Deshaun, the best wide receiver in the league.
Yeah.
It's got to be Deshaun for me.
I would sit here and argue you for 20 minutes that
I'm not arguing you. I'm asking on paper, his numbers better than Godwin's?
I'm saying he is the best wide receiver in the league. He will catch more contested throws. He runs his routes better. Now, whether the team and the coach chooses and the ball comes his way as much, that's a different story. But in terms of who is the best receiver, Hopkins is the best wide receiver.
As far as just
overall best wide receiver, ball, I think he's the best wide receiver.
I think Jameis Winston scores more fantasy points than any other quarterback. For the most part.
I don't know.
I think that
Mahomes and I think that Lamar and probably Russell Wilson would all disagree.
It seems like everybody wanted Watson here. I'm going to say I think Watson has the upside. Unfortunately, Watson can also throw a stinker sometimes. Winston seems safer, but like other Mike said, that hand has got me worried. Winston could play a half or a quarter and then come out, so I'm going Watson. At least he's fully healthy, and I think the talent is slightly better. Let's move on to the next one before we get into the weeds about who's in the Hall of Fame, Godwin or Hopkins. Guillotine 318 PPR. So this guy's got three parts to this question. First one, start two. One must be running back. Melvin Gordon, James Conner, Cortland Sutton, Debo Samuel. Who do you like out of those? Any two?
Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, Sutton and Gordon for me. But sorry, go ahead.
I'm same.
Dirty job.
Same here.
Same. Max?
Yep.
Same.
Okay. So you got Sutton and Gordon. Let's see. Rank these players this week. Half point. Okay. Miles Sanders, Curtis Samuel, Duke Johnson. Give me a 1, 2, and 3. Let's start with Lucas.
Miles Sanders, Duke, and Curtis.
Dirty jobs.
The exact opposite of that. Curtis. Yeah, the exact opposite. So what were the first two again? Sorry, I just drew a blank on the names.
Miles Sanders, Curtis Samuel, and Duke Johnson.
Yeah, so give me Curtis Samuels, Miles Sanders, and then Duke Johnson.
All right, Mike.
I want Sanders, Johnson, Samuel. Same.
Okay. Max, I don't know. You having internet problems? You good?
He just sent a message that says that he agrees with everything Lucas says.
Lucas, did you say Samuels, Sanders, Duke?
No, I actually had Samuels last for mine.
I have Samuel, Sanders, Duke. I don't trust Duke Johnson at all. But I'm going to actually drop out, guys, because I'm hearing like every third word.
Okay. All right. Get that internet fixed. I don't know what's going on. I don't know either. This is, you know, might be the weather. Who knows? All right, Max, thanks for being on the show. Appreciate your help. Last part of the question for Guillotine 318. Start which tight end, half point? O.J. Howard, Gerald Everett, Jacob Hollister.
Hollister for me, even though it's been a little down.
You mean Jacob Hollister because he's from Wyoming. Yeah, love that Wyoming boy.
That's how we make our fantasy picks.
That's how I make my fantasy picks, okay?
Mike, who you like?
That's tough. I think it's Hollister barely over Howard, but Everett's kind of close.
We didn't have a tie. We didn't have a tie. Oh my god.
We just had a good Max.
No, come on. No, it was
Lucas knew he just fell into a Mike dominated trap. Now he's like, oh, my vote doesn't count no more.
I like how Hollister seems pretty safe this week. I kind of like the upside of OJ Howard, though. That's an interesting one, but I like Hollister to be safe. Mondingles, kind of questionable about my entire lineup this week, but I'll try to make it short. Full PPR, Dak, Fitzpatrick, Baker, or Kyler Murray?
Give me Kyler.
Yeah, I think I'm taking Kyler right here too, but it's close. I actually have Fitzpatrick in that conversation in my head.
I want Kyler barely over Prescott. Just barely.
All right, so it looks like Kyler is the guy. Running back one is Gurley. Picked up Washington, but now that Jacobs might play, I can still start him with the hopes that Jacob is limited, or should I go with Mac, Laird, or Jamal Williams?
Go with Mac.
We'll
get volume. Yeah, Mac. Touchdown upside.
Gurley and Mac then? Dirty, you good?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Gurley and Mac. All right, cool. Wide receivers are Michael Thomas and Woods. I have Hollywood and Pascal on my bench. Should I play either of them over Woods?
I mean, Woods has kind of been on fire.
Yeah, he's been getting his
you can't big, bench Woods. Flip.
Yeah.
So we're running with Thomas and Woods,
mm-hmm.
Gurley and Mack, and Kyler Murray. And then tight end, Hunter Henry or O.J. Howard? I don't think anyone's going to say O.J. Howard over Hunter Henry.
No.
It's interesting. I don't know. This could be the big O.J. Howard swan song week before he gets shipped off.
I don't think so. I think that Bruce Arians has pretty much showed us that he doesn't give a shit about tight ends.
Yeah, I know. All right, Dio, half point. Do I stick with John Brown or should I pick up either one of the Miami wide receivers, Hurns or Ford, or Marcus Johnson? We haven't heard his name yet tonight. I'm surprised. I also have Jamal Williams and Damian Williams on my bench. So this is a flex. Is he going John Brown? Is he going Jamal Williams or Damian Williams? Or is he getting Ford, Hurns, or Marcus Johnson?
I don't like these options.
I mean, it's still going to be John Brown probably for me. What's the most recent on Aaron Jones that we've heard?
I haven't heard anything myself.
He's just good to go, right? Like
I didn't even know he was hurt. He's listed as healthy.
Okay, yeah. So I think it's just John Brown for me.
I would go Jamal Williams just because I don't know. I think there's a lot more touchdown upside out of that backfield than there is out of anywhere else.
Yeah, San Francisco kind of scared me with John Brown. Although, I mean, if somebody's going to get something done, it's going to be through the air. It's going to be on a deep pass. So I think I like the upside more, but I think I'm with you. I think that's close, though.
I mean, we just saw the Saints put it to that secondary of San Francisco. So I'm
Why
not
are we
so
talking
worried.
About San Francisco? Well, they're not playing the Bills. It's Pittsburgh.
All right, so that's what I was confused about. Okay, so why are we worried about this? Pittsburgh is okay, but like they're Pittsburgh. They got a duck throwing the ball.
No, but John Brown versus Pittsburgh, or do you like Jamal Williams against
the Bears?
The Bears.
Yeah, so I want John Brown.
You want John Brown, Mike? You like Williams over Woods and Dirty Jobs?
I like.
Yeah, I think I like John Brown still.
John Brown still? Okay. So we're leaving those guys on the waiver then. Hurns, Ford, Marcus Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie.
Where they belong.
Okie dokie. Cooter 24, better quarterback streamer this week. Baker or Minshew or another option. Tannehill is not available. All right, so do you like Baker or Minshew as a streamer this week? I wish he would have told us who he already had. Any other options you guys are looking at? You know, with last week with with what's his face? The guy that finally, you know who I'm talking about. Use guys. Chicago guy. Oh my God, why is my brain blank?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Trubisky.
Baby.
Yeah. Is he worked his way into a possible streamer here against the Packers?
110%. I picked him up and I have Wentz and I have Josh Allen. And I'm not kidding. I'm looking at Trubisky for week 17, assuming I'm going to make the final.
But I'm talking this week. Would you play him this week over Baker or Minshew? I'm not excited about playing either one of them, to be honest.
I don't like either. If Brissett's out there, I would prefer him to all those guys. Or maybe even Fitzpatrick. I don't know.
They're finally running again with Trubisky. And he's the hot hand right now. Trubisky is the hot hand quarterback in the NFL.
That makes a huge difference. If you get him mobile, it changes the whole game plan of that team, and they actually look like a formidable offense when you let him run the ball.
It's weird, and we saw this last year, too. When he was running last year toward a certain part of the seasons, he kind of had two, three, four good games in a row.
QB1 in the month of December.
Yeah. I don't know if you can – I mean, that's not analysis or a prediction. I'm just saying it's happened before where he's gone off for a little while and looked good.
It's gross, but Trubisky is –
What happened?
His mic could not handle hearing Trubisky's worth of damn.
Drop it down. Yep. And they were like, "No, we can't let you talk about Trubisky."
He's still there. What were you going to say, Lucas?
I don't have my mic here. I'm in a hotel room in Pittsburgh right now, so I'm doing my best.
so you like Trubisky? He was one I was interested in too. I guess if I had to stream over Baker or Minshew, I might go Trubisky. It's a risky play, but if the rest of your team is strong, it could be really interesting. It could be a big win for you. But we mentioned a couple other guys as well. Black Hole Sun, pick three: Galladay, Beckham, Mostert, AJ Brown. Who are we sitting out of those four?
You gotta start Galladay and Mostert, and then I guess I'm starting OBJ. No, I'm starting Brown. I don't want to start OBJ.
Yeah, we just don't know what's going on with OBJ. He's talking about having a surgery. I mean, if he's out there, I'm starting him. I just am. So I'm sitting Brown if OBJ's out there.
Dirty Jobs.
I think I'm sitting AJ Brown there.
Okay. Mike 2 Stack, Flex. Half point, McLaurin or Slayton?
Slayton.
McLaurin.
Dirty.
I think I'm going Slayton here.
Two for Slayton.
Oh, you guys just hurt my heart.
That's my heart, too.
But man, I just don't like Haskins.
I get it.
McLaurin.
I get it. That's a tough one. Yeah, I kind of like McLaurin too, but I would probably feel more comfortable starting Slayton. JM85, 2 of 3 running backs, PPR. So we're sitting one. James White, Patrick Laird, Tariq Cohen. Who are we sitting, Dirty? Lucas, who are we sitting? Okay, looks like we have nobody on the line anymore. What happened there? Apparently, folks, we lost. The Skype call disappeared. All right, we'll be right back. Let me reconnect here. Okay, I think I'm back. Hello, everyone. I'm joining the call. Guys,
get some work in the air.
I'm sorry, I'm back. Yeah. I don't know what happened there. We got cut off. I got cut off, but we're back. So the question was sit one running back, Laird, White, or Tariq Cohen, PPR.
We're gonna sit Cohen.
We both said we sit in Cohen.
Sitting Cohen. Okay. Coco Packs need three wide receivers: Robert Woods, Debo, AJ, Kirk, Slayton, PPR.
Kirk, Woods, and Brown for me.
Kirk, Woods, and kind of want to say
Brown.
Kirk Woods and Brown. Dirty, you good with that?
Yeah, I actually like that one too.
Okay. BG the GOAT, are you taking questions? Sorry, Montgomery or Mark Ingram in my flex? Good question for tomorrow night.
Ingram.
Ingram.
Yeah, Ingram for me too.
Okay.
And Evans. Or sorry, go ahead and read the question.
No, go ahead, man. What do you got?
It just adds, is Mike Evans droppable? And I think that if you're, for some reason, your fantasy league is ancient and you play a week 17 playoff game or championship, then you would hold him because I think he might play week 17, but I don't think he plays week 15 or 16.
Okay. All right, Mike taking over the show, hosting. That's cool. I appreciate that. I was actually gonna do an addendum to the Ingram question because I know somebody in a standard league who's got Zeke, Ingram, Eckler, Jacobs, and Freeman. Ooh. And I was telling them I think you might want to sit Ingram because I think you're starting Zeke, Jacobs, and Eckler next week. This week, I agree.
I agree with that.
See, I don't know. I think I'm probably playing Ingram over Jacobs. And
even with that Jacksonville matchup at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, Oakland's just been really unpredictable, and I'm worried about this injury just flaring up mid-game. It's one that easily can.
And he doesn't care about your fantasy team.
No,
he doesn't.
Very clear.
He really doesn't. He really doesn't. You know, that was
hurt my feelings. I thought he's
like rude, man.
I thought he did too.
The final part of the question for BG the GOAT: Josh Allen or Carson Wentz? We haven't really talked about these two guys at all this week. Josh Allen or Wentz?
That's a really tough question, and one that I'm actually dealing with myself.
Yeah, because I remember probably I want to say 3-4 weeks ago. That was your pair for the rest of the season. You were all in on those two, getting them.
And then Alshon goes down, and Carson Wentz has kind of been dealing with a little bit of an injury. So I'm leaning. I have Wentz in right now, but this is what I was just saying. I picked up Mitch Trubisky because I'm considering him over both of those two. But I think it's got to be Wentz out of the two. But I'm having trouble with it.
But I don't really like either of those two this week.
Yeah, I don't love either.
Yeah, no, I love Josh Allen more than anybody, and I'm still thinking Wentz for me too.
Is it worth hanging on to Josh Allen for another week or two? Do you think he's usable in week 16?
I don't love it against the Patriots at New England. Good chance there's going to be a freaking blizzard. I expect just because of the time of the year. He's probably, if you're not going to use him this week, I think he's droppable because no one wants to play him against the Patriots.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. A few more here from, who is this from? I think this is from Mr. Frost, who I think that is Jesus, I believe. Go Raiders, Jesus. Well, anyway, let's get to it. He didn't have a chance to call in today. No problem. Who do I start a wide receiver? Didn't tell me how many gets to start, so we'll just assume two. Tyler Lockett, Christian Kirk, Zach Pascal, Alan Lazard, John Ross, Breshad Perriman. Let's pick two for now.
I'd go Kirk and Lockett. Kirk being my top choice if you can only start one.
All right, Kirk and Lockett. Everybody good with those two?
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, followed pretty closely by Pascal. But
yeah, I was going to say, if he happens to be in a three wide receiver, Pascal would be the third.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is Reggie Bonifant droppable with 2 weeks left?
Who?
He's in Carolina. He's the rookie running back in Carolina. He's droppable for me because they signed Mike Davis, and then we don't even know. Curtis Samuel could even be the handcuff, and I don't think McCaffrey's going to get hurt.
I love it. Mike doesn't quite know my sarcasm yet, but yes, that was exactly, you played into that so perfectly that it was exactly correct. So, yeah, he's definitely someone that, you know, no need to hold on to.
Hoos would say try to trade him for something in a piece.
You're not trading at this point. Don't even. Hoos, I love you, but man, let's tell him about this.
Which tight end do I start? Tyler Higbee, Evan Engram, David Njoku.
Against Arizona.
You like Njoku?
Oh, yeah. Against the Arizona Cardinals? Yeah.
Arizona is the funnel, but I think that Higbee has just kind of actually been, like, you know, pretty steady.
I'd take Njoku as well.
Okay, I like hearing that.
Yeah, I don't even know if Ingram's going to come back at all this season. I don't know if Gerald Everett's going to be back this week. So I think Njoku right now is the safest. Is the Philadelphia defense trustable over the 49ers? Dude,
I wouldn't go that far.
I wouldn't either. You start the 49ers, and look, they probably cost you last week. I know they got me -8. I wasn't expecting that. But, I think they probably still out-turnover the Philadelphia defense by at least 10 turnovers on the season, I believe. I could check.
The Eagles, are y'all going to the Eagles' defensive back tryouts? Because, I mean, I got an invite, and that's how sorry their defensive back are.
Yeah.
I'd stick with the Niners, too.
I mean, I still don't think the Falcons are a great team. I know they've had their moments, but I don't think they're a great team. You know, when defenses get embarrassed and they come back at home, it's just I have a feeling it's going to be a real bad day for the Falcons. I wouldn't put the Philly over the 49ers this week. Can I pick up any of these three wide receivers over the options? Okay. So do you guys like any of these names over the ones he gave us earlier? Perriman, Ross, Lazard. Do you like Allen Hurns, Russell Gage, or Keelan Cole over any of those guys?
Maybe Russell Gage, but no, I don't.
Nope, I don't.
Mike?
No, I don't.
Okay. I know you got your hand up over there just waiting me to call on you. J-Dub-11, start Drake or Laird? Full PPR, second flex spot.
Drake.
All right. Give me a hotline bling. Mon Dingles, last question. Full PPR flex. Pascal Hollywood, Laird, Jamal Williams, O.J. Howard, DeAndre Washington. Let's assume
Pascal and Hollywood.
Let's assume that Jacobs is playing. So you guys say Pascal and Hollywood, right?
Yes, for me.
I would say Pascal and Laird.
Pascal and Laird. Mike?
Give me Pascal and Hollywood.
Okay, and if Josh Jacobs is not playing, does DeAndre Washington jump up into those spots?
Yeah, I'd go Pascal and Washington.
Mike?
Same, yeah.
Mike's trying to eat dinner. Okay.
No, I had already answered, and then I put a bite in my mouth.
Okay. All right, so we'll see how Josh Jacobs, but it sounds like Pascal, Hollywood, and Laird are kind of in there. I mean, you can listen back to the answer. I don't pay attention to what these guys say. Are you kidding me? Let me just double-check and make sure.
Fair enough.
That thread is done. There are no more questions in the Mixler. There are no more calls, as far as I can tell. Let me double check. No more calls. All right, guys, that's it for the mail sack. I cannot believe it. We're done in 90 minutes. It's been a 3-hour show for weeks and weeks and weeks. What happened this week? What's the difference?
We're at the semifinals. There's a very limited amount of people left in.
No, that's not the difference. There's somebody that's not here today, and that's the difference.
Yeah, no, who's our number four top analyst of the week last week? We top five in the analyst on Fantasy Pros, and we're top five in the Scott Fish Bowl. We got Draft Genius in there kicking ass.
Hey! I'm ahead of him.
You're in third place, second place, or first place?
I was third in my division. He was fourth in his.
That's overall.
No. He was in his division, right? Fourth in his division.
He's fourth overall for the Scott Fishbowl.
Okay. Well, he's ahead of me then, because I'm well, there's only 100 teams left, and I finished third in my division. So I think I'm probably 12th or 13th.
Ooh. Hey, before we go, so I was doing the math. That means that Hoos is responsible for 90 minutes of content every show. Well, we got a call that just came in, though. I wanted to get that joke in. It's Andrew. I love the caller ID. Andrew, what's up, man? Welcome to the Sleepwire Show. You're the final caller of the week. What do you got for us? Andrew.
We want to help you win, baby.
Oh! You know what happened? When I lost the Skype call, I also lost the connection to the call center.
No.
Andrew, if you can hear this, I want you to call this number. We'll put you right into the Skype call. Call 909-713-7030. 909-713-7030. You can call that from your phone, and I'll add you to the Skype call, because there's no way I can reconnect to the thing. Otherwise, I'll just call you back on a conference line or something. But if you get a chance, Andrew, call that number right now. 909-713-7030. All right, we'll see if he does. If he catches that. You know what? The other thing I could do. Let me try this. I got another idea. Hang on. I got a phone here. Let me see what I can do. Oh, okay. He hung up. He hung up, so he might be calling right now. Yeah, he might be calling right now. Let's see. I think that's it then. Unless Andrew gives us a ring here, which he should. Guys, do you have any other questions that we need to go over? You see anything interesting out there on the threads? I'm checking the last second thread here. I don't see anything else coming in. Facebook is good. Twitter's clear. Yeah, we're good. Okay, good mail sack. Andrew, you calling in? All right, Andrew. I'm sorry, buddy. I don't know what to tell you. All right, he brought the... Thank you for bringing the show to a screeching halt, Andrew. Appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
Shall we wrap it up then? And Andrew, if you want to reach us... Actually, let's wrap it up this way. If anybody wants to reach us... now DJ's calling in. Good gravy, guys. All right, listen, we got to wrap up. Guys, if you want to reach us outside of the show here, the best way to do it is go to the Sleeper Wire channel on the Sleeper app. Join that and ask us questions. If you're in the Mixler chat, I'll keep the Mixler. Oh, what's the number again? Good gravy. 909-713-7030. 909-713-7030. Have you ever seen so much customer service from a fantasy football podcast? I'm stopping the show. Andrew, you better call in, you son of a bitch, because I gave you the number again. So we'll try this one more time. We'll give him 5 minutes. I'll play some music for a second until we get that call. Stay on the line. All right, I think we got Andrew on the line.
Yes.
Are you there? Are you there, Andrew? I thought I merged him into the call. I hear
Andrew, we can't if you don't talk.
I heard something. Did my wife hijack the show? No, this is my favorite song. What are you talking about? Love this song. Great video, too. Surprise ending. If you haven't seen it, check it out. All right, Andrew, I don't know. I tried to add you to the call, but I guess it didn't work. Try one more time and we'll see. In the meantime, we'll wrap it up. Exciting week in the NFL. Tomorrow, the Jets and the Ravens. Interesting news about the Jets. I heard that they might be moving on from Jamal Adams, too. Okay. Apparently, I can't add people to calls. What is going on? Missed call. Maybe I can just dial them. Hang on, guys. We've done this before. You guys, kill some time for a second.
Hello?
Andrew, are you there?
Hello?
Andrew.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna try to put you on with the other call. Hang on. I don't think this is gonna work. All right.
I had 6 first round buys and 8 playoffs.
Ooh, look at you go. How about you, Mike?
I was in 9 leagues. Made an 8 of 9, did not do so hot in the first round. I'm down to 2 of 9.
Ouch. So who did you have across those leagues that let you down?
You know, pretty much anyone who got hurt last week. Got a lot of Mike Evans, a lot of Devontae Parker. Christian McCaffrey hasn't been playing as well, and I have a lot of him.
Yeah, he's only getting like 150 yards, but no touchdowns. Yeah,
I know. I'm so spoiled.
Pretty big.
All right, Andrew, hang on. I'm going to call you back, all right?
Okay.
All right, back to this call.
I mean, you're used to 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. You know, you get used to that 30, 40 points every week. And when you see a 23, you're like, oh, man. But that 23 is so much better than everybody else's. But it's funny because you look at it and it's lackluster. Like, I agree. He's not been doing as well. It's like, but he did. I think he put up 23 last week in my PPR again. And I'm like, oh, I needed 30, buddy. I needed 30.
I had a lot of Austin Hooper, too, which kind of hurt me down the stretch in leagues.
Andrew, are you there? Andrew, are you there?
We're still trying. We want to help you win.
I put him in the call. He should be able to hear us. He's in the call. I don't know what's going on. He's in the call. I hope he's in the call. Let me try again.
He's trolling.
The number wrong.
Or he's on mute.
No, this guy's a longtime listener. He loves the show. I'm going to try one more time. Call number. No, I don't want to call in a separate line. This is so stupid. Skype is driving me crazy. I might have dialed some international person here. I don't know what's going on. All right. I'll try one more time. You guys had... Unable to add participant. Should I just give out his number and everybody can call him and give him fantasy advice?
Yo, yeah.
He could always reach out to us on Sleeper.
I got him. Let me try.
All right.
Yeah. So let me go through that. And if we don't get him in the next second here, yeah, just type the question. Jesus Christ. Okay, just type the question. If he's not on right now, it said he joined. Are you there, Stone Cold?
Hi.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, Stone Cold, Crazy Canuck, you're on. Ask your question.
Oh, okay. Didn't mean to cause so much trouble. Oh, my God.
It's all good, man. We love doing it. Go ahead. What do you got?
So I got a few doozies. For a quarterback in one of my leagues, pretty strong. I have Ryan Tannehill, Josh Allen, and Matt Ryan. And I don't know if I should just go with Tannehill with the hot hand.
I'd go with Tannehill out of that crew.
I mean, you're probably not losing if you've been starting Tannehill.
Yeah, I'm pretty stacked everywhere else.
I'm starting Tannehill.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I'm starting Tannehill here too.
I mean, Houston's not shutting anyone down, and I'm not sure that Tannehill's had less than a 20-point performance in the last 7 weeks.
All right. Well, and another league, quarterback still, it's Josh Allen or Jimmy Garoppolo?
I think you got to go Jimmy G.
Jimmy G for me.
Yeah.
I know. It's not sexy.
I don't know. I'm also a Packers fan, so I'm bitter about starting any San Fran player.
Yeah, but you're also
you're also
a fan of winning fantasy championships.
That's what's got to matter right now. In the same league, and it's PPR in this league, do I trust Odell Beckham against Arizona? Or I also have Tyler Boyd, DK Metcalf, Marquise Brown.
Look, if it's my team, unless he's not playing, there's no way that I'm benching OBJ in the semifinals.
It doesn't feel right asking the question, but I just thought I'd toss it out there.
I know. No, it's a fair question to ask because it's completely possible that one of those three guys is going to outscore OBJ. But, you know, if you're having to take one of those guys against the field, I'm taking OBJ.
I would take OBJ, but it's kind of close between him and Boyd for me, sadly.
Gross.
I'll probably go with OBJ unless I hear some injury thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, they've been kind of trending up in the latter part of the season. And
Arizona's just so bad. That's
exactly it. They've given up the most points to fantasy quarterbacks, the most. So, you know, let Baker do his thing.
Let's hope he does.
Let's go.
Let's hope he throws TDs and not picks.
That's right. That's right. That's all we can hope for.
Yeah. For another quarterback question, I have Jared Goff right now starting, and I've started him the last 2 weeks. But there's Phillip Rivers, Gardner Minshew, and Ryan Fitzpatrick and Mitch Trubisky on the waiver wire. Do I go with one of them or do I stick with Goff?
I think I stick with Goff right here.
I think I'd stick with Goff too, but it's close. They're all pretty right next to each other for me.
Oh boy. Who was the other one aside from Rivers?
There was Fitzpatrick, Minshew, and Trubisky.
I think I'm going Trubisky.
You know, I think I am too. I hope they keep him running the ball, but I think I am too.
Yeah, I'm going Trubisky. Goff I like against really bad defenses. Against anything mediocre or better, I really don't want to start him.
In the flex, and it's PPR, Jamison Crowder or Raheem Mostert?
Mostert.
All right, and the last couple of questions is actually for my pro-am team. I have Lockett and Singletary in my flex spot right now. Can I trust Devontae Parker or Anthony Miller in the flex spot?
I can trust Devontae Parker. I'm feeling pretty good about it this week.
Yeah, as long as everything stays copacetic and he's good to go, I'm pretty okay with Parker and Singletary.
Yeah, you got to monitor the health, but if he's playing, I think I would maybe probably prefer Parker and Singletary to Lockett and Singletary.
Would you prefer Lockett and Parker over John Brown and Mike Williams? Because I have them in my starting wide receiver spot.
Over Mike Williams, I think I would bench Mike Williams.
Even though the secondary for Minnesota has been pretty bad this year?
It's just one of these things that how much are you really... I know Rivers looked like he had a pretty good game when he had that 85-yard catch and run from Eckler, which boosted the numbers, but Rivers typically goes pretty downhill in December, so I don't think that I want to trust the fourth receiving option on the team. Keenan Allen, Hunter Henry for sure, and then the running backs kind of combined to be ahead of Mike Williams.
There's not a whole lot of volume for him.
Yeah, I would much rather have
basically. I'd rather start Lockett or Parker.
Lockett or Parker or John Brown.
We're not worried about Lockett not getting a lot of receptions or still being hurt or.
No, I mean he was hurt and then he was dealing with an illness and
he had the flu, which was.
I think he's got to be over that by now.
And his snaps were just going down a lot because he couldn't really run back to back plays. But I think he's over it now. He's not really listed with any sort of injuries.
So that's what we would do, man. Best of luck. Go win.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Some championships.
Thank you.
Good luck, bud.
Rip it up, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Stone Cold, thank you for calling. Okay. I don't think anyone else has our phone number. So that'll do it for the show today. We want to appreciate all the callers. I want to thank everybody for listening. Again, if you want to reach us outside of the show, you can always join the Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club on Facebook groups. You can go to the Sleeper Wire channel on the Sleeper app. You can go to the Twitter at Sleeper Wire Show. For Dirty Jobs, new Mike, Lucas, and Max, I'm producer Steve. I want to thank you all for listening. Good luck. We'll be back next week with maybe two more episodes of the Mail Sack, depending, but definitely championship week. We'll be back Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Good luck this week. And just for you, who said it? Minimal Impact? I got a song for you and your wife coming up after the show. Stay tuned for a little extra music. Good luck. Get to the championship. Yeah, you like that? You like that?